Here we go, sports fans. Another installment of the Bart and Bombi Show. We're doing the damn thing. It's a Thursday. Monday's regular day. NBA is dust. NHL is dust. So you all know what that means. It's all about SC football.
I had Tony Burnett on a couple weeks ago. That was hot. I got another bad boy for you. This guy, just like TB, I think this guy is set to pop. I'm ecstatic to have him on the show. Number 21, Cal Prater! Out in the street, they call it murder. Woo! What these guys do in the streets is murder. On the field is football. KP, holler at these people, man. Talk to your fans, doggy.
Hey, man, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Doing real good, and it's a pleasure to have you on. I feel like you're set to be a star, but it's interesting because you redshirted. I don't think you get the attention you deserve because of that. Everybody's just kind of like taking the wait-and-see approach. Tell these people right off the bat, what do you think we're going to see from number 21 in 2011?
First of all, I'm just thank you guys for having me on here. But I'm just blessed and to have an opportunity to get back on the field, man. I've been gone for about a year and a half from football, and being out with the injury, I mean, now it's just like, you know, I'm ready to get back out there and, you know, make something happen for my team. I'm excited and ecstatic for this year, man. I'm very, you know, humbled, you know, to be back out there.
I feel like you came in. Nobody could have more accolades than you coming out of high school. I mean, it's not possible. Parade All-American, EA Sports All-American. And then football's basically taken away from you. I didn't come up to you last year. I didn't really want to ask you about it because I know you were just, there's nothing you could do but grind. But talk about what last year was like for you.
Last year, man, was a big learning curve, especially dealing with the injury. I mean, it wasn't expected, but, you know, it happened. So I turned the negative into a positive by studying more film, getting in the weight room, getting stronger, getting more wiser with the playbook, and just, you know, trying to get more hungrier, man. Just, you know, stay humble and, you know, with the process, because I know it was very hard for me to sit out because that was never done all my life with football. But it was something that God put me through, and I came out right now, so I'm excited.
You came from Proviso West, out in Illinois. Talk about the high school scene. A lot of us don't know what the football scene is like out there. Talk about it.
Coming from Chicago, everybody always talks about basketball. You know, that's the basketball state. But, you know, football is very competitive out there. It's something that, you know, they always get overlooked when it comes up. But coming from the conference that I played in, football is very competitive, and they bring out the best of them. They bring out the best of me.
I know you played a little bit of basketball in high school. You got the look. Anybody that stood next to you for 2 seconds knows you got the look. What's your love? What's your true love? Is it football or is it basketball?
My true love is football, man. It's just, I played basketball, but that was something that I liked. But, you know, football was something that I loved, and I really put the time in, put effort to it. So, I mean, football is something that was, you know, my one love, and I love it still.
Are you one of those guys that was just born with that natural height and you've always been the big kid? Or did you kind of grow into the wide receiver, and did you play any other positions in high school?
I wasn't always, you know, my size and tall. I had got like a growth spurt in high school. Since then, you know, it's just been like, you know, just growing to my body since then, you know, from being so tall. But I just started growing to my body. But I didn't play no other positions other than receiver all my life, other than being a pop Warner and being a little chunky little lineman starting off. That was about it.
I asked Tupo about that, and Tupo told me he was always the little guy. So it's, I know those growth spurts just come along and hit you, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, I guess I'm a natural-born wide receiver. Let's talk about the college game. Just tell the people what it's like to be a Trojan in general, man. I mean, to me, this is the program of programs. It would be a dream of mine to get out there with you boys and bash some heads. Tell people what it's like being a Trojan.
It's exciting to be a Trojan, man. I'm very blessed to be here and to be around a lot of group of good guys and athletes, especially being out here in Southern California. It's something totally different from where I came from in Chicago. But we got a group of guys that's competing every day, and especially this year, it's a lot more competition, and it's a lot more fun at the 707. So, I mean, I couldn't be at a better place.
I got to ask you, because I think you're set to pop. I know you think you're set to pop. I'm not going to make you say it. But are you ready for the attention crush that's going to come next year when you do pop? I mean, how do you can you prepare for something like that?
My family always raised me to be humble, and whatever accolades, accomplishments that I get, to remain humble. I mean, I've never been the cocky guy, but always confident. But, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to remain humble and, you know, keep grinding, because, you know, I haven't made it to my level 3 stage, and that's the NFL. So, I mean, I'm going to continue to work hard and, you know, make plays and hopefully get out there and do what I can do this year. Help us win games.
Nice. I like you bringing up the NFL, because some guys, their only goal is to make it to the NFL. I could tell when I talk to you, you don't just want to make it. You want to make it big. You want to pop at that next level. How do you get other players to sort of refocus, especially here at USC? You guys are under sanctions. There's no Pac-12 championship. There's no bowl game. How do you get guys to still aim as high as you do?
That's something that we talked about a lot this year when we had the meeting in regards to the sanctions. I mean, this going on our second year with it. I mean, we can't really, you know, worry about things that we can't control, but the attitude that the guys have in the weight room and on the field is crazy. We all out there having fun, competing, and my energy out there is the same energy as everybody else. We don't really, you know, care about what's, you know, been brought upon us. We just worrying about, you know, winning ball games, and everybody has a great attitude, and we're working hard and having fun. That's all we can worry about.
Nice. I got to bring this up. I'm not going to ask you to comment directly on scheme, but everything that I'm seeing a little bit of pressure, and by a little bit, I mean a lot of pressure coming up the middle in Matt's face. To me, that combined with the talent at wide receiver says that we should be going 4 wide. Is that something you think about, and how bad do you want to go 4 wide in this offense?
You know, whenever Coach Kiff and the staff, offensive staff, you know, feels that we should do it, you know, for this team to be successful, we're going to do it. Me personally, I feel whatever happens, happens. I mean, 4 wide would be definitely nice with the weapons that we have. And something I played in high school, I love to go 4 wide. That's definitely a big option. That's a big threat, you know, to spread it out like that.
I don't know if I'm speaking for a lot of the fans out there, but I want to see it. I want to see it real bad. I think 4 wide is the way to go. I mean, number 21, Robert Woods, Cars, and whoever else. I mean, Farmer, that we got ballers out there, man. I really want to see that 4 wide. Is it something that you guys are working on in practice?
Right now, we're just, you know, going along the script. Whatever script that we feel we should do out there, when we're out there, we're just going along with it. You know, right now we're just out there, you know, we got the young guys just coming in, so we, you know, basically just, you know, getting those guys acclimated, getting them used to the plays, and at the same time, you know, having fun. So, I mean, I'd love to see the 4 wide. I definitely would.
Let's talk about Hollywood. Let's talk Matt Barkley. I love calling him Hollywood because he's anything but. He's an Orange County boy. Talk about him. Talk about where your timing is at with him. What's your relationship like with him?
Me and Matt, man, I mean, our relationship is more stronger this year than it was last year. Right now, I feel like, you know, we throwing off campus, you know, whenever we can, is to, you know, get the timing down. During the throwing sessions, the timing is great, man, and it still can get better. But I feel like if everything goes as planned, it's going to be, you know, a lot of touchdowns thrown our way. So, I mean, the way things are looking, I'm really excited.
I've talked to you before about what routes you like to run. You told me the go route. You didn't even hesitate. You like to go deep, get up top, maybe get a little jump ball action over a guy. What else can we expect from you besides that go route? What do you see as your role in this offense?
My favorite route was the go route, yeah. But, you know, I don't really focus on just one route. I focus on a lot of routes, and I try to master every route and, you know, add a lot of tools to my game. But, you know, I feel like my role in this offense is just to be here and make plays and be an athlete and, you know, go out there and, you know, be a presence, especially with my size, as I've been all my life. So, I mean, I just know when I'm out there on that field, you can expect a big play from me because that's all what I've been doing. So, I mean, I've been blessed with that, you know, ability.
Kerry Colbert, he's announced he's going to take another run at the NFL.
Yep.
Talk about what he did for you last year.
KC was a great mentor, man. You know, even though he coached the tight ends, he was out there with us every day, you know, giving us tips, you know, a little bit of tips and tricks as a trade of the game. And, you know, having a former NFL player out there, especially him being a wide receiver, him teaching us, it was really helpful.
Are there any other coaches or anybody maybe from the Trojan family, wide receivers that have gone pro, et cetera, who have reached out to you and really helped you with your game?
I reached out to a lot. I mean, many guys have come back, like Keyshawn. I talked to Keyshawn. You got guys like Damian come back, T.T., Patrick Turner, whoever receivers that, you know, that didn't, you know, graduated and, you know, prolonged their career to the NFL has came back. You know, I got in touch with them. So whatever advice I can get, I'm all ears.
Let me ask you this, because I try to ask all the wide receivers because I always get a different answer. Who's the fastest guy on this team?
Man, we got a lot of fast guys, man. And I mean, from Robert to DJ to Nikhil, Bacham. I mean, we got a lot of fast guys, man. And I mean, I guess we're gonna find out Sunday when everybody run their 40s. But I mean, I would throw my name out there, but everybody probably be like, "Oh, we wouldn't know because you're being hurt." So I mean, but I got some separation. I mean, I'm very deceptive, so I mean, I can throw my name in there somewhere.
I can't wait to see it. Let's wrap it up. I got to ask you two questions about the big cheeses. What do you think about the job that Lane Kiffin has done so far, specifically with the offense?
I feel like Coach Kiffin did an excellent job, man. He came in with the mindset of we're going to be explosive offense. We're going to mix it up. We're going to run. We're going to pass. Being that we have so many weapons at receiver, you know, this year we're going to probably be airing out a lot more, but last year, I feel like he came in with the mindset that everybody expected. So, I mean, I feel he's a great coach. He's a great person as well. So, I mean, it's exciting.
And the last question, it's about Monty. It's about the defense. They broke down a little bit early last year. They really got it together at the end of the year, I feel. Despite that those three losses in a row, I felt like they did everything they could towards the end of the year. Is that defense going to be up to par and give you guys the chance to have a great season this year?
Oh, man, I feel the defense is going to be great, especially with leaders like T.J. McDonald back there playing safety, you know, being the voice of that secondary. Calippo at a linebacker and the chains with D.K. at the end. Our defense is going to be explosive, man. Them guys are, you know, out there every day with us at the 7-0 and team. So those guys are out there preparing, getting ready for a great season. So we're going to be great.
Man, I love hearing that as a fan. I feel like defense wins college games. It gives you guys the opportunity to pop. I feel like you're set to pop. And I got to say, man, thanks a whole lot for taking these 15 minutes. You don't know what it means to me.
No problem, man. No doubt. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is, KP, number 21, set to pop just like the Trojans in 2011. I did the damn thing. Talking USC football all the way till December. You know we don't stop. The Jim Tressel beating is postponed, but don't worry, he's not getting away. And I'm definitely hollering at y'all next week.